Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Mila Nitna B'Yud Gimel Brisos. The Parshas Mila and the Parshas Mila Shnitna La'Avram Avinu when given to Avram Avinu, Heim Ksuvim is written 13 times a bris. Tchila V'Sof Nod Hashem L'Okeinu Al Kulam Hashem L'Okeinu Olam Maidim L'Chosa. Both at the beginning of the bracha of Noda and at the end, we find the lashon of Hoda'a to Hashem. It's not considered a bracha connected to the previous bracha, because it's not from the Birkas Ha'aretz. And it's a part of the Birkas Ha'aretz. We said earlier that the Prophet says that was referring to Atov HaMeitiv, and therefore it's considered a bracha which is connected to the previous one. It's still going to open up with a baruch. Because the opening is the finishing. Because it's all one continuous bracha, thanks to Hashem. The ein hafsaka is not considered a hafsik, a gap. But then the birkas haperos and mitzvos is compared to a bracha on peros or on mitzvos, that you start with a bracha and don't end with one. Bani Yerushalayim lo bitmiya and because of Bani Yerushalayim, if you'd finish off with Bani Yerushalayim lo chasimi, it's not considered proper finishing. Hello, ikur bracha of Yerushalayim. The main part of the bracha is on Yerushalayim. If you want to sign off, finish the bracha with Moshiach Yisrael, you didn't finish with Bani Yisrael, you'll be Yisrael, you'll be Yisrael, you'll be Yisrael, saving of the Yidin is the building of Yerushalayim. Pasuk b'chadik shehisil b'bracha, when he started the bracha, lo amar rachim Hashem, Yisrael, mechav al Yerushalayim, he didn't say both of them, el achas mehen, he said one of them, k'shechasam, when he was finishing the bracha, chasam b'shnaim, both of them, when he said Moshiach Yisrael, Bani Yerushalayim. Says if you were doing mitzvahs in bundles together at one time without separating each one on its own. Like we say in Maseches Pesachim, you won't make two kedushas on one kos of yayin. You can't say that the yidin are being mekadesh of the Shabbos and the zmanim. Bilzmanim tulim bebezin lekadesh. Chodoshim, but you're right, with regard to Yom Tov, that's totally in Bezdin, depending on Bezdin, being Mekadosh to Chodesh, El Pihar Re'io, through the witnesses. Abel Shabbos, but Shabbos, Kedisha V'Kaim, it's been Kodesh always, without anything to do with the Bezdin and Klai Yisro. Chutz Mezo, Umayishna Hocho Chadihi, Inkan Elo Brachas Mekadosh, it's only the Brach of Mekadosh, Mevarach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that we're blessing him, Mevarach to Hashem, Shemekadosh HaShabbos V'Hazman, and that he's making, he was Mekadosh both the Shabbos and the Yom Tovim. Avo Moshiach Yisrael, Obon Yerushalayim, they're Tati Milin, they're two separate things. Vein Kailin Beis Devarim, Bebrach HaAchas, you're not going to combine two praises in one Brach Hu. Vulgaris Ha Bahotai, the ones depend on the other. Ubahag, the Hilchos Gedolos, Goras Hachi, does have such a gear, so Chutz Mizog, except for that, Umayishna Hani Tarti Kedushi Ninu, that both of them are Kedusha. Moide Rebbe, Rebbe agrees, the Chasinim Behu Beshtaim, that you can do, that you can have, you can make the Sima Bracha with two praises. Avon Nechama is Chadim Milsi, is only one praise, but Chadim Bayil Mechtam, and you have to, therefore, make only one praise when finishing off. Ainu nearly, and Rashi says it doesn't appear to him that this is correct. And Kain Islay the Rebbe Chayim Mishtaim, the Rebbe withhold that you do sign off finish with two praises. The Hacha Hainu Taim, and over here is the Haba Hatay. The whole reason you don't do it over here is because one is dependent on the other. L'Hayil Alichel V'Leimer in Chayim Mishtaim, and so you shouldn't use the language that you don't finish with two, because really he does hold of such a thing. Just as the side reason over here. But furthermore, Rebbe ki amr lav anacham armo, when Rebbe made the statement, it wasn't on rachim. It was a general statement. Pasach ba'al amcha Yisrael, the be'inim chasima me'im psicha, when you finish off a bracha, you need to finish off with something similar to the opening of the bracha. Rav Nachman, b'nei Yerushalayim tshuas Yisrael, the building of Yerushalayim is the saving of the Yidin. The chesed, b'nei Yerushalayim, Hashem ba'ozn tchei Yisrael, l'konis Hashem, will build Yerushalayim, and then the Yidin will come in. Lav arach ara, delo amar machos shemayim, b'nei Yerushalayim, hiltach mahadolo, v'atov v'meitiv, therefore you go back and say it again, atov v'meitiv. Why then you don't just establish the bracha of machos shemayim together with machos beis tov in the same bracha? I do not know. Shtei Malchios, Kedoyin Avinu, Malkeinu, Adirenu, Barenu, Gvalinu, Kedoshenu, Kedosh, Yaakov, Reinu, Rei Yisrael, Melech, Hatoiv, Vameitav, Lechol. The Gersa of the Bracha that we have, and you see that it has Malkeinu at the beginning over there, it says HaMelech later towards the end. Labar Medida, Sheposeach, Sachas, Bracha, Tashem, Malkeinu, Melech, Olam. That you open up to start the Bracha with saying Melech, Olam as well. But Yosef Rav Gidl b'kamar ta'o, Amar le Rav Huna, Rav Gidl, Rav Huna said to Rav Gidl, man Amar who said it, lo yidane Rav Zera kamar le Rav Zera says it, lo yidane I Amar Rav Gidl l'zichron l'simcha, if Rav Gidl said both l'zichron l'simcha, I lo Amar l'simcha, if he didn't say l'simcha, vi Amar m'shmei de Rav, and if he was saying the name of Rav, I lo Amar if he wasn't saying the name of Rav, I chosn b'ha mekadesh Yisrael b'roshi chadoshim, if he finished off with the bracha, this is the bracha for forgetting Yal v'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, if he said both Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, Yilo Chasim if he did not have a finishing statement. Memtes, Omid, Beis. Bahadar, L'Resha, L'Tchilas, Berkas HaMazon, to begin Berkas HaMazon, as we said earlier, Gabi Tfilah by Davening, Okres Ragov, if you start taking steps back, then you Chayzul L'Resha, you go back to the beginning. Chasim Hu, D'Ika, Kira, Sarglayim, so over there, it's dependent on stepping back because there's such a concept in davening. Aval hach over here, sim habracha, hu akir sraglayim, finishing the bracha is the equivalent of moving your feet back. Mishi yatsam yushalayim le'elmine mari ha'holach lishot es pesach. Before that, it was talking about where a person went to shecht karmen pesach, and this guy shel chametz v'sof pesach. Remember, they had chametz in his house. Im yachal lachsel levayr, v'lachsel mitzvah. So if he's able to go back home, destroy the chametz and come back and do the mitzvah. Then yachzer, he should go back, be very and burn the chametz. And love, if not, yivatel beliba, just do bittel in his life. V'chem yishyotz Yerushalayim in this kashish b'yod l'basar kodesh, person who left Yerushalayim and remembers that he's holding on to karbonos meat, v'nifzal b'yitzios, and now he left Yerushalayim, it becomes pasul, chutzul chema, once he left the wall. Em over tzoifim mokom shiyachol liros beis hamikdash, it's the place where you can see the beis hamikdash, sitasis where they ask in Rashi from Sachim, and whether Rashi and Sachim is agreeing with Rashi over here. Lefnei Habira, the Mokom Harabais is a place in the Harabais, Yeshon Besadesh, and there was a place of all ash, was a gadol, a lot of the ash, there should start from Suli Kadashim Kalim, that they would burn invalidated Kutchin Kalim. Okay, I mean, the Bezavachim is the same Bezavachim, Perak Tvulyom, and the Perak of Tvulyom. Bezev Zeh Chometz Ubasar Kodesh, both Chometz and the Karbanois. Chazarasal Ketumasal Garsin, and that is the proper Gersa, Shir Chazarasal, the Shir that you have to go back for is Kashir Tumasal, the same Shir that it can be Makabal Tumah, Midi the Chashiv Linyan Tumah, Chashiv, we have the Gersa Zeb, this voice takes out, it's a Chashiv Linyan Chazara. That's something which is a Chashiv with regard to being Makabal Tumah is also Chashiv important enough to go back for. Masnis in the Mishnah, but Shloisha v'hu Amir Baruch Hu Dahal B'Lav Didei Ika Zimun, because even without him there's a Zimun, V'chein Kulim is so too by all of them. Then you reach that shear that you can add the addition without this person. Echa Asara, Echa Asara Riboy, Kolaymer HaKol Shav, it's all equal. Hamish Ru'in L'Haskar's Hashem, once you're able to mention Hashem's name. In Tzrichim L'Shanos, you don't have to change the bracha at all of the Zimun. But Gemara Baruch Hu Marzana Asal Katani Sefer, the Sefer says B'meah Hu Omer, that there is a change with each larger amount. If you wrote like a halim of archim, k'moisha amar, as we said, sheish chiluk be'meil asar. There's a difference between 110, u'be'meil le'elf, and between 100 and 1,000, u'be'elf the ribo between 1,000 and 10,000. V'ha'de k'tani echad asar of the echad asar, but there's no difference between 10 and 10,000. Rebbe Hivhi, that's Rebbe Hivhi's opinion. Dumber ma'metzinu be'sekneses, like just what we find in shul, m'shegil asar when to get 10, ain't chiluk be'in rabim be'mu'atim. Doesn't make a difference as how many people above 10 there is or not. Afkan sot over here ain't chiluk. There's also over here, there's no difference, and that is how the Gemara is going to establish it. Gemara, even though with four people there, with one guy can say to other three, Baruchu, it's better that he should say Nevarach, and he shouldn't say something different than that which the rest of the people who are making the Baruchu say. Omer Baruch Hu, Amo Hachi Adav, this is better. Kolaymer, Rabbim Atem, you guys are a lot of people. Vafilu Eini Imachim, even though I am not with you.